From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. So-called sin taxes are always popular in a recession, and this latest downturn is no different. At least 11 states are raising cigarette taxes to help balance their budgets, and others are considering doing the same, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Higher tobacco taxes have been part of the budget debate in nearly half the states this year, and in some surprising places. Even tobacco-growing Kentucky raised its cigarette levy. Mississippi did so twice.
I need the light 100s in the box and the menthol in the box.
Smoker Mark Stuflik picked up two cartons of generic cigarettes at Lakeland Tobacco in Flowood, Mississippi, and asked owner Anil Verma about the state's latest tax hike.
Going up again?
Yeah.
Good grief. Definitely going to make me quit.
That's what public health groups want to hear. They advocate higher tobacco taxes as a way to discourage smoking. Mississippi raised its cigarette tax 50 cents per pack in May and then added another 25 cents a pack this month on cheaper cigarettes made by companies that were not part of the state's settlement of a lawsuit against big tobacco firms. Before that, Mississippi had one of the lowest cigarette taxes in the country at 18 cents a pack. Democratic State Representative Cecil Brown of Jackson is on the Mississippi Legislature's Joint Budget Committee.
The Medicaid budget in our state is just about to eat us alive. And a substantial number of people who are on Medicaid are smokers. If people are going to choose to smoke, it's a voluntary activity, and they're costing the other taxpayers in the state money, then they should contribute to the cost.
After years of opposing and vetoing higher cigarette taxes, Republican Governor Haley Barbour, a former tobacco lobbyist, relented in a year when the state was facing a $400 million shortfall.
He's suddenly somehow seen the light.
Peter Fisher is vice president for state issues at the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. The group has successfully lobbied for higher taxes in Mississippi and elsewhere this year. Florida raised its cigarette tax by a dollar a pack. Rhode Island, too, bringing the total tax there to $3.46 per pack, the highest in the country. Cigarette tax hikes are still on the table in several other states, including California, Georgia, and Utah. Fisher says as state lawmakers grapple with record budget shortfalls, tobacco is a convenient target.
States are looking for a proven way to raise revenue and also a politically viable way to raise revenue, and cigarette taxes across the board are supported by huge majorities of voters.
On average, less than 20% of Americans smoke, so most people aren't affected by cigarette taxes. Frank Lester with Reynolds American Tobacco Company calls it poor policy to single out smokers.
Tobacco companies don't pay excise taxes. People do. Working Americans pay excise taxes. I mean, clearly those who can least afford additional taxes, particularly during a recession, are being asked to foot the bill for state legislatures.
Tobacco generated about $19 billion in revenue for states last year, but the Congressional Budget Office warns all that money won't be there in the future. Cigarette use has been on the decline over the last 50 years, and higher prices tend to drive down sales even more. Tack this new round of state taxes to the 62-cent federal cigarette tax hike in April, and it's a double whammy for smokers like Robert Smith of Goshen Springs, Mississippi.
They've taxed enough, goodness. When are they going to quit? Enough's enough.
Is it? Public health advocates argue that when tobacco revenues drop, states can always bump up the taxes even more. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.